Hello.
Hi, Gordon. It's Michael calling you back.
I'm sorry about that, Jamie. My daughter was next to me. I didn't want to talk in front of you.
Yeah, no, I get that, buddy. That's fine. I'm so sorry.
No, I don't mind about it. Don't bother.
You okay to talk now?
Yeah, I'm in the house myself. That's me.
All right, perfect, Gordon. Just to let you know, Gordon, all of my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Gordon, to go out and gather the evidence for you, whether that be, you know, writing to your social services or the education authorities of your care setting, and just gathering as much information as I can. But this call, Gordon, is a little bit more about you rather than, your care setting as such. Mm-hmm. It's to try and understand the trauma you faced as a child, how that has had a lasting effect on you as an adult. With stuff like in evidence, like, mm-hmm. Being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues on record that I can go and gather the evidence for as well. And what I'll do, Gordon, is I'll write to those relevant authorities, GPs, NHS trusts, rehabilitation centres and the likes, and I'll gather that evidence for you and present it to the Scottish Redress as a picture of Gordon, not just in care, but also, the lasting effects of your time in care. You have to take that into consideration, Gordon, when they're deliberating on our case. And if we haven't got that evidence, it doesn't matter. Obviously, I can still get enough evidence from, your time at social services, your time in care, and the likelihood is that there's been multiple complaints about your care setting anyway, so I'm just trying to get, give you the best chance as I possibly can, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have to ask you some tough questions, Gordon. I am sorry. I am genuinely sorry in advance. But I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you them. So that being said, Gordon, have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety or PTSD?
No.
Oh. Any sort of mental health problems?
No.
Have you had any issues with drugs or alcohol, or substances or alcohol, Gordon?
Right, alcohol is a big part.
And have you sought any sort of medical help for the alcohol?
Well, I'm quite in the doctor's night, and all the doctor, I had to come off the drink. I've not been drinking for years and years, so much.
No
issues with substances, Gordon? Yeah, I was smoking dope.
Okay. But anything that we can... Does your doctor know about that as well, or is that...
No, the doctor didn't know about that. No.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. So I have got one last question, and it's a tough one, and it's one that I really, regret, or not regret, really don't like asking, but I do have to ask, Gordon, so again, I am so sorry, buddy.
No, you're right. No.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Gordon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Heart sinks every time a client says, yeah, and it's probably 90-10, that they say, yeah. And did you end up in hospital with that attempt, Gordon?
Yeah, I was in the Royal.
The reason why I asked Gordon is is obviously to you know, to get to the point of, you know, where you're being hospitalised and start right to the hospital and gather that evidence for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's all due to, you know, obviously we haven't got diagnosed with mental health problems, but, you know, trying to take your own life is a sign of, you know, past trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, so for your GP's details, please, Gordon.
I've actually changed my doctor. I used to be with...
It's okay, but if you give me your latest one.
My latest one is Scotland Health Centre.
Scotland?
Yeah.
So S-C-O-T.
S-C-O-T-S-T-F.
S-C-O-C-T-F-T.
O-U-N.
So that's not the easiest one, is it?
O-U-N. I know it's got an O-U-N.
So that's in Dumbarton Road.
Yeah, Dumbarton Road, Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Yeah.
And that is G14, G14, 9X spell. Okay. What hospital were you taking to for the suicide attempt, Gordon?
The Royal.
The Royal Infirmary?
Yeah.
Infirmary Glasgow, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write to the social services and education authorities for care law.
Uh-huh.
Is that your only care setting, Gordon, or is there any more?
There was one, and I was in it, it was only for 28 days. I was in it down in the, it was Congress again. It was Nedinger Road, so it was.
Yeah, can you remember the name of it?
Oh, God, no, I can't remember. I was thinking about it, I was just thinking about it last weekend or so, and I knew the name, but it just went right in my head now. No, I can't think of it.
Okay.
It was on Edinburgh Road in Glasgow,
So, is Kalo School, is that in Glasgow as well?
No, that's in Stevenson.
Okay. So what I'll do here then is I'll write to Glasgow Social Services for your second one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just check, yeah.
Okay.
It's okay, don't worry.
I was just thinking about it last week, you know, and I had it in my head. I knew the name of it, but now it's just right in my head.
That's okay. Roughly what date was you in there? What year?
I think it was the 70s. I was quite young when I was in that one.
Okay. Okay. So I write to the Stevenson Social Services and I write to the Glasgow Social Services. When I get your information back from your time in care, Gordon, do you want me to share that with you?
Okay.
So what we'll do, Gordon, is when I get the information, I'll send you copies of everything, and we'll go through that together, you and I. You'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that I've collected. Make sure you're happy that you haven't missed anything else. We'll go through your statements, the care law, and any information you get from the Glasgow Social Services. Make sure all of you're happy with everything in your statement. We'll add your medical records. You know, obviously the issues you've had with alcohol and also the suicide attempt. We'll add that to your claim as well, Gordon. And then we'll send that off to the Scottish Redress as what we call our final submission. From there, what happens then, Mr. McArthur, is we then await what's called a panel day. Where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, Gordon, so there's no need for us to attend. We're going to get notification of hopefully getting you the recognition that you deserve, and also an offer of financial compensation, Mr. McArthur. Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, thank
you. Okay. Do you understand the process and what my role is, and you know what I'm going to do for you over the next 6 to 8 months?
Yeah. So, are you sending the information on my phone or my daughter's phone?
However which way you want me to send it.
Send it to my daughter, because I'll just send it to my daughter, because she can understand it. I'm not very clever with the phones near them.
I can send it to you by letter if you want.
What, by letter?
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
We're still able to do that one, Gordon.
Oh, are you? I thought everyone was going to catch his name.
Pigeons, no. Letters,
yeah,
we'll
have to
send
them
by letter.
I'll bring the thing, yeah.
Okay. Share the letter. Write the letter. Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Gordon?
No, thanks.
Okay. Just before I, start on this body of work for you, Gordon, obviously these cases are deemed as very sensitive. So I need to just make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are available to you before I start on 8 months worth of work. I also need to run through this options and fees if you want to record the call for our compliance department, Gordon, as well. So just to let you know, Gordon, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting and creating your own case. But that's an option for you. Option two, Gordon, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Gordon, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally divulge or discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, or more importantly, Gordon, what they won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we, as a law firm, don't participate in that scheme, Gordon. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything through the Scottish Government either. What we do with our clients like yourself, Gordon, is enter into a private fee agreement in the name of a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process, Mr. McArthur. ostracized, basically. Our fees, Gordon, are capped at 16% plus VAT. The VAT rate out of 20% of the 16, which will cap you out at 19.2%. So no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, Gordon, you'll never pay us more than 19.2% of any compensation you receive. On the flip side of that, Gordon, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee agreement, because you've been through such, emotional turmoil throughout your life because of your time in care, and obviously subsequently, had issues with alcohol and a suicide attempt. You're deemed as high risk, Gordon, or vulnerable. So we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case, Mr. MacArthur.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't win any compensation, you will never pay us any money. Our insurance company and our insurance policy will cover our fees, our end.
Gordon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah, fine.
Okay. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, Gordon?
Yeah, I understand them, yeah.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just to let you know, Gordon, from the date you signed any documentation with us, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. It's a change of mind period, if you like. So on the date you signed with us, you have up to 14 days. In which we obviously won't work on your case. And if you wish to change your mind within the 14 days, you can obviously rip up any agreements you have with us and get, continue on trying to pursue this case however which way you want. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed, you can restart that 14 days from today, the day of this phone call. Or alternatively, Gordon, if you're happy for us to continue, happy with our fees, happy with us as your law firm, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
Yes, yeah, just go ahead.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Yes.
Okay, Gordon. So you have my number now, Gordon. My name's Michael. I'm going to be your case worker till the very end. If you need me for anything, save my number, give me a call. I work for you now, Gordon, so you'll never waste my time on a phone call or with any questions or any queries. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, you can always pick up the phone and get and have a chat with me as well. Alternatively, I will call you every 3 to 4 weeks, let you know how I'm getting on. But if you need me in the meantime, Gordon, just give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Gordon?
No, that's all, thanks.
All right, buddy, no problem. Look, thank you so much for being so brave, and I really do admire your bravery. Thanks for talking to me today, and I'll get on and start gathering the evidence for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Gordon, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Gordon.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.